Danny Meadow Mouse Wants a New Tail. Danny Meadow Mouse sat on his doorstep with his chin in his hands, and it was very plain to see that Danny had something on his mind. Now, worry is one of the worst things in the world, and it didn't seem as if there was anything that Danny Meadow Mouse need worry about. But you know, it is the easiest thing in the world to find something to worry over and make yourself uncomfortable about. And when you make yourself uncomfortable, you are almost sure to make everyone around you equally uncomfortable. And what do you think was the matter with Danny Meadow Mouse? Why, he was worrying because his tail was short.
Yes, sir. That is all that ailed Danny Meadow Mouse that bright morning.
You know, some people let their looks make them miserable. They worry because they are homely or freckled or short or tall or thin or stout, all of which is very foolish. And Danny Meadow Mouse was just as foolish in worrying because his tail was short.
Danny never had realized how short
until he chanced to meet his cousin Whitefoot, who lives in the Green Forest. He was very elegantly dressed. But the most imposing thing about him was his long, slim, beautiful tail. Danny had at once become conscious of his own stubby little tail, and he had hardly had pride enough to hold his head up. Then he grew envious and began to wish and wish that he could have a long tail like his cousin Whitefoot. He was so busy wishing that he had a long tail that he quite forgot to take care of the tail he did have. And he pretty nearly lost it and his life with it.
Old Whitetail, the marsh hawk,
spied Danny sitting there moping on his doorstep and came sailing over the tops of the meadow grasses so softly that he all but caught Danny. If it hadn't been for one of the merry little breezes, Danny would have been caught. And all because he was envious. It's a bad, bad habit. All Danny Meadow Mouse could think about was his short tail. He was so ashamed of it that whenever anyone passed, he crawled out of sight so that they should not see how short his tail was. Instead of playing in the sunshine, as he used to do, he sat and sulked. Pretty soon his friends began to pass without stopping. Finally, one day old Mr. Toad sat down in front of Danny and began to ask questions.
"What's the matter?"
asked old Mr. Toad.
"Nothing," replied Danny Meadow Mouse.
"I don't suppose there really is anything the matter, but what do you think is the matter?"
said old Mr. Toad. Danny fidgeted, and old Mr. Toad looked up at jolly round red Mr. Sun and winked.
"Sun is just as bright as ever, isn't it?"
he inquired.
"Yes," said Danny.
"Got plenty to eat and drink, haven't you?"
continued Mr. Toad.
"Yes," said Danny.
"Seems to me that that is a pretty good-looking suit of clothes you're wearing," said Mr. Toad,
eyeing Danny critically.
"Sunny weather, plenty to eat and drink, and good clothes. Must be you don't know when you're well off, Danny Meadow Mouse."
Danny hung his head. Finally, he looked up and caught a kindly twinkle in old Mr. Toad's eyes.
"Mr. Toad, how can I get a long tail like my cousin Whitefoot of the Green Forest?" he asked.
"So that's what's the matter? Ha ha ha! Danny Meadow Mouse, I'm ashamed of you. I certainly am ashamed of you," said Mr. Toad. "What good would a long tail do you?"
For a minute, Danny didn't know just what to say.
I'd look so much better if I had a long tail," he ventured.
Old Mr. Toad just laughed.
"You never saw a meadow mouse with a long tail, did you? Of course not. What a sight it would be. Why, everybody on the Green Meadows would laugh themselves sick at the sight. You see, you need to be slim and trim and handsome to carry a long tail well. And then, what a nuisance it would be. You would always have to be thinking of your tail and taking care to keep it out of harm's way. Look at me. I'm homely. Some folks call me ugly to look at. But no one tries to catch me as Farmer Brown's boy does Billy Mink because of his fine coat. And no one wants to put me in a cage because of a fine voice. I'm satisfied to be just as I am. And if you'll take my advice, Danny Meadow Mouse, you'll be satisfied to be just as you are.
Perhaps you are right, said Danny Meadow Mouse after a little while. I'll try.